America's military drones, for the most part, are deployed half a world away, far from the day-to-day awareness of most U.S. citizens. But concerns and protests regarding their use have been mounting, and not just here at home. Sebastopol peace activist Barbara Briggs-Letson has just returned from Pakistan, where she confronted the issue up close.
I went with a group of mostly Americans, there were 32 of us in total, to Pakistan for two reasons. One was to learn about what was going on in Pakistan with U.S. drones, to let the Pakistani people know that there are some Americans who are opposed to our drone policies, who think it's wrong that we are killing Pakistanis with drones, and to speak out in general.
The visiting group, organized by Code Pink, had been invited to tour the northwestern province of Waziristan, which borders Afghanistan and has seen a high concentration of drone strikes. But that was blocked by Pakistani officials. Still, Briggs-Letson says, they were able to see and talk with many affected people nearby.
The area where we were, close to the border, is an area where Americans and other foreigners have not been allowed to go for the last 10 or 12 years. So we did get in a ways, but we didn't get into Waziristan. That was closed by military and government order. So we had to be satisfied with meeting with family members of those who had been killed by drones, by seeing several actual pieces of the drones themselves, and hearing the stories of people whose loved ones had been killed.
Although anti-U.S. government sentiment ran high, that didn't extend to the unofficial citizens delegation, Briggs-Letson says. But the message they heard repeatedly was that, as an anti-terrorist tactic, drone attacks are not just ineffective, but counterproductive.
The people told us that we are not saving the United States or anybody else from terrorism. We are not fighting terrorism. What we are doing is creating terrorism, that we ourselves are the terrorists. And until we stop this very expensive, wrong foolishness, terrorism is going to continue to get much worse.
Briggs-Letson's group maintained a busy schedule in their 10 days on the ground in Pakistan, which helped her return with a sense of accomplishment.
First of all, I saw things with my own eyes, things I would prefer not to know. Secondly, I think that now Pakistanis know that there are some people in the United States who are trying to change this policy. Third, we spent a little bit of time with our acting ambassador, Richard Hoagland, and I think he knows very clearly what our position is and why we take that position, that innocent people are being killed, and that it is against international law that the United States send these missiles into a country with which we are not at war.
The group didn't see or hear any drone strikes while they were in Pakistan, but two more fatal attacks have been reported just since Briggs-Letson got home over the weekend. Their challenge now, she says, is getting more people and news media to pay attention to the issue here. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.